beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Mike Lindell was spotted outside of the RNC. Kara Castronova caught up with him to talk about election fraud. Lindell been one of the most active, outspoken individuals when it comes to that issue. And here's what he had to say outside of the RNC.
Any plans for this coming election? How can we make sure that similar things don't happen as last time?
Okay, and all of you listen up. This is very important. This is probably the most important question I've gotten. What are we going to do to secure our election platforms? Everyone in the United States, no matter where you live, should request your mail-in ballot. You get it. You do not open it. You secure it. You have pulled it off the dirty voter rolls. Don't open it. When you go in to vote, and if they say to you, you've already voted, you pull it out and say, no, I haven't. You have it. It's called identity theft then. You can call your local sheriff. This will be something we didn't have in the last two elections. It's a different crime. It's like when they got Al Capone on tax evasion. We need to get this. You know, they can sit there and say, you can't look in the machines. You can't do that. But you know what? They can't deny it. When people went in for the last three elections, went in and they said, you've already voted. If you didn't have that with you, you had no proof. They're going, sure, you didn't vote. The district attorney, one of district Democrat in Texas 3 months ago, she went in to vote. They said, oh, no, you've already voted. And she made a fit. But you can't unless you have that mail-in ballot. And let me tell you, we need this so bad. The manifestation of this election is so important to the world. We have to get rid of these computers and electronics, be like other countries, and go to paper ballots hand-counted. This is, and we need everybody's help. You go to LindellPlan.com, everybody. LindellPlan.com. We lay it out there in 10 things. Now, you can still, just because you have a mail-in ballot, of course you can still vote on Election Day. Right? But you protect your ballot. What's going to happen in this election, you have there, you know, we have all these deviations. With Donald Trump is favored so much right now, they'd have to steal another 10 million votes, add on to the other 50 million they stole in 2020. That's 25 million votes. The deviations will stand out like a sore thumb. And let me tell you, imagine the voter rolls. Here in Wisconsin have the dirtiest voter rolls in the country. 7 million names are on their voter rolls. If everybody voted in Wisconsin that could register to vote, it's 4,200,000. And a horrible uniparty blocker named Robin Voss has stopped everything in Wisconsin. It's very bad. I run up against, the Democrats wanted the machines gone for two decades. I run up against uniparty Republicans that stopped me at every level. Crooked Brad Ratzenberger down in Georgia, Robin Voss here in Wisconsin. Let me tell you one other example. Kim Hammers in Arkansas. Cleburne County, Arkansas voted a year and a half ago to go to paper ballots. You can do that at the county level. They voted to go to paper ballots. All the other towns in our counties in Arkansas were going to follow suit. What happened was this guy named Kim Hammers, a senator there, pushed a bill through. You know what the bill said? If you're a county in Arkansas and you go to paper ballots, we defund your county. Really, we really need everybody's help. We need everybody's help to go to LindellPlan.com and get involved, because we have two things there. We need everybody to get involved. And everyone, you're like deputized. You need to, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican. You need to get your mail-in ballot. And when you go to vote, if they say you voted, it's identity theft. Now imagine what will happen in this next election. Let's say it's too big to rig and our great real president's in. He has said in his biggest cheers he's got at the rallies are, when I get in, we're going to go to same-day voting, paper ballots, hand count. That everybody knows that's what we have to. But he's going to need help. What will he have is he'll have everyone in the country united that, hey, these are the best practices. We've got to do that. You get the people behind that. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, everybody wants elections, not selection of the people. Now, let's say that they steal it. Let's say they override them. These deviations are out there like a sore thumb. Well, then on this side, we hope the Democrats demand to look into the machines if it's this way. If it's this way, we hope everybody would demand to look, because you got to explain these things. Now, if everybody gets their mail-in ballot off the dirty voter rolls, and what will happen is these guys, because Donald Trump is so favored, it's like a teeter-totter. You're grabbing all these names. Everyone says they're going to grab the illegals, too. Well, you grab them all, and you keep piling them on
that side. Oh, and now they're suing Mike Lindell again. What do you know? But he doesn't stop fighting. A great American.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Comprator had a nice remembrance last night at the RNC from Donald Trump. Here is the funeral procession as it's going on today. A great American that we lost. It shouldn't be forgotten. And that's why this is definitely a, at the very least, criminal negligence case that we're dealing with the assassination attempt on Saturday, because a man did die. Now, we've got some more news. I'm going to play some clips of Republicans talking about what they're hearing from whistleblowers. First, let's get some of these headlines through. Now, it has been scheduled Monday. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle will be attending a hearing regarding whatever went down leading to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Now, look. Incompetence might have played a role in all of this, but that's not the only role. And if incompetence did come into factor how this ended up happening with the shots being fired, it was done intentionally. There is a major cover-up, and I think everybody knows it. After everything we've seen them try to do to Donald Trump to stop him and destroy him, everybody feels the same way, and some are even willing to say it now. But this is going to be a fiery hearing, and I don't know what the tactic of the Democrats are going to be, considering every other hearing that we've had on serious issues, they turn their time into attacking Trump. Well, how do you use your time to attack Trump on a hearing about somebody shooting Trump? We'll see if they use that same tactic as they have in the past or back off. But I think we're going to have some real fiery Republicans trying to figure out what the hell happened and asking the right questions. Because, and I hear this from almost every Republican that's commenting, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on TV, whether it's just statements they make, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but... I mean, this thing is so obvious. It's so obvious there was a conspiracy to get Donald Trump leading up to this before the assassination attempt that now it's like, wow, maybe you are a conspiracy theorist. It's about time you start believing in conspiracy theories. You're in one. So looking forward to that Monday. We'll obviously have coverage. And then I'm assuming we've reached out to John Cullen, who was on yesterday. I'm assuming he'll be joining us that day as well to get his response and some of his response to the latest breaking news we've had in the last 24 hours that I'll update you on now. From America First Legal, Biden's Secret Service is delaying the processing of a Freedom of Information request that we filed following the assassination attempt of Donald Trump because they claim there is not any threat to the life or safety of anyone, any urgency to inform the public about government activity. But wait a second. The DHS, in a memo, said they were worried about follow-up violence. So they're contradicting themselves again. So the DHS says they're worried about follow-up violence. Then they tell America First Legal in their FOIA request, Well, we don't have to give you this information because there is no threat to violence. I hope somebody brings that up in the hearing on Monday. For the love of God, I hope somebody is documenting all the discrepancies. I hope somebody is documenting all the times they've changed their stories. I hope somebody is ready to present all of this to the American people and to Kim Cheadle on Monday. Here's another one. Monday, the DHS says they're worried about follow-up violence. Friday, DHS says we're not seeing any threats of follow-up violence. So they're stonewalling. The cover-up is still on. Now, remember, what did they say originally? Oh, there is no online activity. The shooter had no online activity. None. No online profile, nothing, can't find anything, just doesn't exist. 20-year-old, no online activity, I'm sure. Oh, changed their story. Trump shooter's online activity shows searches of rally site. Use of encrypted platforms, officials say. They also are claiming that he was really into adult erotic entertainment, if you catch my drift. Yep, there it is. Now, does that have anything to do with the psychological evaluation of this? But they said, no, we don't know any online activity. Can't find any online activity. We know nothing. And now it's like, oh, yeah, here's his porn searches. Oh, yeah, here's him searching shooters. Oh, yeah, here's him searching the venue. Oh, yeah, here's all his online activity. Oh, okay, it is there. Trump shooter's Discord presence suggests crook's preference to anonymity. I can't say that word. Have you guys noticed that? I can literally not say that word. It's driving me crazy. I got to find another word. Secrecy. We're just going to go with secrecy because I just butchered that word. Like it's like some weird thing in my brain. Don't make me. You're trying to bait me into saying it again. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying secrecy now. I've flubbed it too many times. I could sit here and practice it 1,000 times a show. Trump shooter's Discord presence suggests Thomas Crook's preference for secrecy, experts say. Oh, now they found his Discord account. Oh, now they find social media accounts. Oh, and what's this? Trump shooter had 3 overseas encrypted accounts. What? But they're saying, oh, and so first they said, and he also had no psychological disorders, no reason to believe there was any mental health problems. Now they're saying he had all kinds of mental health problems. Well, so what the hell's going on? So is this like a mentally retarded 20-year-old that's able to pull this whole thing off? First you say no mental health problems. Then you say all kinds of mental health problems. First you say no record of any online activity. Now you're documenting all his online activity. Encrypted bank accounts? Is that...
Anonymity.
Yeah, well, try to time that up when I'm talking in live time. You'll be very impressive. So here is Congressman Mike Waltz talking about the FBI briefing that he had and the encrypted overseas accounts in clip 17.
I mean, I just talked to one of the agents a few hours ago. I talked to some Sunday. The agents are pissed. They're frustrated. They've repeatedly asked for resources. Donald Trump isn't your normal average former president. He's not Jimmy Carter sitting in the old folks' home. And, oh, by the way, some other things are coming out, like the shooter had 3 encrypted accounts overseas at the same time we're having an Iranian plot. I mean, I think this is going to go much broader, much deeper, but the agents are going to hold her to accounts. Their lives on the lines, and she was not giving the resources they were requesting. But one other thing, Jesse, that Pittsburgh field office was the one responsible for the advance. That was clearly not done appropriately and distracted by Dr. Jill.
And the Pittsburgh field office was also responsible for covering up that bribery Ukraine tip that came in as well. Are you saying that you're getting information that says there's encrypted communications between crooks and foreign sources?
Now, what we know, and this was on the briefing we just received, he had three encrypted overseas accounts the FBI is trying to get into.
What do you mean by overseas accounts?
Well, we know that they were based in servers overseas, and so you've got to work over there with the FBI liaisons overseas to start getting into them through their authorities.
Do you believe this attempt on the former president's life has some sort of foreign nexus?
Well, we know the Iranians have been trying for years, not only him, but everybody, Pompeo and others, involved in the Soleimani strike. And we also know, it's finally come out, many of us have been fighting this for years, that they pulled National Security Advisor O'Brien's detail completely away. He's had to go to his own private security and local law enforcement. So there is all kinds of issues here. And we're going to get to the bottom of it starting on Monday.
Yeah, I'm just not so sure I believe everything that I'm being told about what's inside his phone yet. I just don't trust the people doing this investigation.
Great coverage, Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters gets it, folks. Exactly. However or whoever was behind this assassination attempt of Donald Trump, and I don't know if anybody thinks this is a lone shooter. He was either wittingly or unwittingly, there were people helping him. But that's exactly right. Whoever is responsible for this is certainly going to throw things at you to throw you off the real scent. Whoever is responsible for this is going to put other pieces of leaks and information out there to throw you off the scent and distract you from what really happened. And we have to remember, things need to add up. Same thing that we've been doing with the, was there one shooter or two shooters? And then we just look at what we have. We look at the video evidence. We look at the lines. We look at everything. And we say, okay, well, what adds up? What doesn't? Well, we're going to have to do the same thing with this encrypted bank account stuff. Now, I'm not saying that let's say whatever mental problems Crooks has, if he's the one guy, I'm not saying it's impossible for him to be involved in this stuff. It certainly is possible, maybe even plausible. But let's analyze this whole thing. This is a guy who's living with his parents, and now it comes out that apparently his parents were warning the police that he was missing. Well, what do you mean? You're calling the police that your 20-year-old is missing? Does that make sense to anybody? Well, maybe he had severe mental problems, and they kind of were babysitting him like that, and they would know everywhere he went. They also tell police he's missing and his gun is missing. So does that sound like the kind of guy with encrypted bank accounts? Does that sound like the kind of guy communicating with intel agencies overseas? Now, anybody can find a way to have encrypted messaging. So again, it's plausible. But let's not jump to any conclusions. And let's remember, whoever is responsible for this guy or whoever it is taking a shot at Donald Trump, they're going to put stuff out there to throw you off the real scent and to throw you off the real path to the truth. So I'm just not sure if that adds up to me. By the way, they're also saying, oh, well, he had a tactical vest, but he didn't put it on. And now there's this theory being floated around that he really wasn't there to kill Trump. He was there to commit a mass shooting. And that's why I guess he didn't put on the tactical vest, or that's why he did bring the tactical vest. But in the process of scouting the area during the campaign rally, he said he figured, oh, well, the cops know here I'm here now, so I might as well just try something else or get on a roof and just go for it. That's being floated out there. We're tracking all of this, and we're going to see what adds up and what doesn't. And as you know, I was convinced there was only one shooter after talking to John Cullen and looking at his video review and breakdown. Now I'm thinking, well, maybe there was another one because of that one shot that doesn't make sense. So we got to be adaptive. We got to just intake information with scrutiny as well, and just remember what we're up against here. So that's the latest developments. Now, whistleblowers could be our only hope, But even that we need to be skeptical of. Josh Hawley is saying whistleblowers are coming forward to him. Here's Hawley talking about that in clip two. All right, I think we've had a miscommunication here, guys. I have clip two of Hawley talking about whistleblowers. Is that not what you guys have? All right, well, let's try to locate this. Yeah, that should be a different clip, but here, let's go with clip 20 then.
Yeah, then nobody, here's the pattern, Neil. Nobody in this administration is ever responsible, ever takes any responsibility for anything. Look at Afghanistan, 13 service members dead, hundreds if not thousands of civilians left behind to the enemy. And what did Joe Biden do? Nothing. Who was fired? Nobody. Now we've got a former president nearly assassinated. We have a good American shot to death at this rally, others in critical condition, and no one will take any responsibility. I mean, these people ought to be gone. Absolutely, the director ought to be gone. The whole top echelon ought to be gone. But I tell you what, we're going to get to the bottom of this and figure out what these people were doing. How did they allow this to happen? Why did they allow a good American to be killed? Why did they allow Trump to go on stage knowing they had a potential shooter? It's outrageous.
So we just had a little bit of a misfire on the video. Let me just read the quotes about Hawley talking about Secret Service whistleblowers. Hawley says, whistleblowers who have direct knowledge of the event have approached my office. According to the allegations, the July 13th rally was considered to be a loose security event. For example, detection canines were not used to monitor entry and detect threats in the usual manner. Individuals without proper designations were able to gain access to backstage areas. Department personnel did not appropriately police the security buffer around the podium and were also not stationed at regular intervals around the event security perimeter. In addition, whistleblower allegations suggest the majority of DHS officials were not, in fact, Secret Service agents, but instead drawn from the Department of Homeland Security investigations. Whoa. This is especially concerning given that HSI agents were unfamiliar with standard protocols typically used at these types of events, according to the allegations. Now, here's what they're saying about the second story window that was supposed to be manned. So first they said, oh, well, there was nobody there. Then they said, well, actually, the local police were supposed to be covering that window. But then here's what the local township commissioner said in response to that, it was their duty in clip 26.
Were prompted me to post and on the social media platform last night, and of course, obviously, talked to you today, is that our local Butler Township Police, their duties that were assigned to them, and we have an operational plan that details all that, were strictly traffic detailed. They were not required or not detailed to any security detail related to the event. It's strictly traffic to obviously to help people coming in and out of the event. If there is an emergency, those type of things. We saw the number of people, the number of cars at the event. And that's, I was so frustrated and quite frankly hit my limit again last night when I saw, you know, again, Secret Service says it was the responsibility of the local police department. That's absolutely not correct.
Yeah, the local police department is not the entity in charge of the safety and protection of a president or a former president. But once this started to happen, once this shooting began to unfold, the local officers did then try to assist, try to see if they could do anything, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Now, let's just kind of review this full spectrum. Somebody obviously should have been either manning the roof or had eyes on the roof or entry points to get access to the roof at minimum, obviously. So security lapse allows him to get on the roof. Secret Service then comes out and says, oh, that was the local police's job to cover that roof. Well, that was a lie. Then Secret Service comes out and says, oh, well, actually, we had guys inside the building at the second story. We figured that would be good enough. Well, then where were they? As we reviewed yesterday, if they had agents in that building at the second story, then they would have had eyes on the shooter almost immediately. And certainly with plenty of time to identify him and take him out before he fired a shot. Again, we reviewed that yesterday. Oh, okay, so what was the deal with the agents that were supposed to be on the second story? Now they're claiming, and I kid you not, that they went to lunch. That's what they're claiming now. They weren't there because they went to lunch. Are we sure? Maybe it was maybe they went out for lunch, or maybe they were Pete booty juicing each other and weren't watching. Who knows? They keep lying. Out to lunch, it was 6 o'clock. Out to lunch, you're on security detail. They're also not just saying they just went to lunch, they're claiming they were ordered to go to lunch. Ordered to leave your post? Unmanned? How's that one going to hold up? Now, let's explain something else dealing with the local police. We've heard from multiple eyewitnesses and multiple people that were there saying the lacking of police, including traffic police, was alarming. So that goes down the road of even whoever was making the calls for this event, Kim Cheadle or whoever, they had severely lacking security at all levels. At all levels. Now, it's actually not odd for local police or other jurisdictions of law enforcement to get involved with Secret Service to help secure an event. That is regular. That does happen. Them being at a post like, hey, be on the roof in case there's a shooter, that would be extremely rare. Not impossible to consider, but extremely rare. So those questions now need to be answered as well. And the next time we're on air with you, Monday, July 22nd, it'll be after the hearing with Kim Cheadle. They might still be live. This thing could go all day when we're on air. We'll be doing live coverage. We're also going to be rejoined by John Cullen, who has a little bit of a different perspective and opinion on this than I do, but it's good to review these things. And he's going to give his response to that as well as his most recent research. So the cover-up is on, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever happened that day, they're covering up the truth. And now I think they're throwing things out there to throw you off the scent. That's what I think is going on. So we got to be very careful. But it's upsetting that now Cheadle and whoever else at DHS or whoever else was involved in this potential stand down to let the shooter go, now they've had 10 days to cover their tracks and get their story straight, which is concerning to me. All right, I'm going to open the phone lines when we get back to respond to all of this. I still got other big news and videos to get to. Remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We have an elite line of supplements. That's InfoWars MD. Very strong line of supplements for sleep support, for joint support, and joint pain relief, and nerve pain relief, and so much more. InfoWars MD supplement line, all of them, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on air. We'll be right back with your phone calls. I'll give out the number.
Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend in corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. you know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So that, but that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's the key, Dr. Elliott. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a term people know. Everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's why they say you'll own nothing and like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock, bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. You can flip off the ownership with the flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, you know, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're taking your calls. In response to the RNC, what you thought about it, your response to my response to the RNC, you want to talk about the assassination cover-up, all these things are fair game. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, the number is on the screen now. Kid Rock performed last night. I mean, hey, look, if you don't like Hulk Hogan, if you don't like Kid Rock, then I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. We'll start collecting your calls now. In the meantime, some other big news is breaking. Remember that Trump hoaxer, Max Boot? Remember the Trump Russiagate hoaxer, Max Boot. Remember him? Leading Trump Russia hoax propagandist's wife indicted as foreign spy. Oh. He's married to a South Korean spy who used to work for the CIA and is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, now on administrative leave, according to new indictment revealed on Wednesday. Boot's wife, Sue Me Terry. Come on. You know, this is Zero Hedge reporting. I was told this by some military people and some intelligence people. And it's not like I was told this in secrecy. I mean, anybody that, you know, kind of observes and, you know, notices things, you know, like most of these former intelligence people or spies always give fake names. And a lot of times it's like a comedy thing. They do it as like a joke because it's kind of like an insider thing. So they make funny names like Buck Sexton. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go down the list. Sue me. This crew in my ear, crooks. But that I don't think has anything to do with this. Nonetheless, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, old Sue me. But yeah, Max Boot, married to a spy? Max, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. What about Swalwell and his little fang bang? You know what else is funny about this? I don't know what it is. It's just, this has just been my experience. So apparently Max Boot from the Washington Post is married to a spy. You had of Asian descent from Asia. You had Eric Swalwell banging a Chinese spy. I've seen some honeypots when I used to spend some time in D.C. I've had some sent my way, and they're always Asian. What is that? I'm not even kidding you. It's like every single time. What is that about? And then people notice that like all these other high-level people have all these Asian wives, and so they're just like, oh. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if your wife is named, you know, Hot Lick from Vietnam. Oh, yeah, my wife Hot Lick. Oh. Yeah, this is my wife. Oh, what's her name? Wet Poon? Oh. I'm just saying, man. I'm telling you, every damn time. I've been in bars in D.C. with like local bartenders who know the crowd, and they're like, hey, you ought to know that woman is literally a spy. You should get out of here. Sum Ting Wong. I don't know. Even the Chinese COVID whistleblowers had crazy names. I'm sorry. I'm getting off on a jag here. It's just I couldn't help but notice that. All right, we got some other news, but I want to start taking some calls. Let's go to Will in California to lead us off on a Friday. Will, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you. Yeah, the RNC convention, I just loved Vivek's speech, and it really should have been in prime time. I thought it was a shame that Trump wasn't there to hear it.
Well, you know, when I look at the layout of how they kind of did the speeches, I think it was pretty good. I actually think the way that they had the speakers laid out on a timeline for the days, I think it actually was good, too. I think that was good, too. I mean, Vivek could have been prime time, but I didn't think it was necessary.
Yeah. What the J.D. Vance VP pick quietly reeks of Trump's inner circle with his PAC manager and chief of staff, who's tied to the World Economic Forum, influencing his decisions and endorsements. I think
the Vance pick was influenced by Carlson and Don Jr. I understand the connections and people being suspicious and skeptical of it. Perfectly fine. That's good. But that's what I've been told.
Absolutely. Trump's highly anticipated speech was a bit of a letdown for me. It was like he thought nobody's been watching all of this detailed footage and the worry that we've all had out here. Seemed he added extra embellishment. And I just fear the left might edit segments to use against him in campaign ads from that. But remember, one man's gauze on his ear from a gunshot wound, while the other man puts a pad in his underwear to avoid soiling his trousers.
Yeah, or as Van Jones said, Trump took a bullet and stood up. Joe Biden got COVID and hid in the basement.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he's running. Hey, they're going to run with Joe.
Absolutely. I hope so. I hope so. This is the most beatable situation we could ever cross our fingers and hope for.
Joe is powerful. Joe is strong. Joe has been the most successful president ever. He is a great candidate, and he needs to get to the finish line. And, hey, look, we're being facetious. I would still pretend we're 10 points down. I would pretend we're losing to Joe Biden, and we got to go all in to win this election. It's going to take a too-big-to-rig situation. All right, let's go to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen?
Good.
Amazing for the first hour. It was really poignant and powerful. And you captured on something very important. That might be the last American celebration that we see, the RNC. If we fail to seize this opportunity and take this momentum and keep going with it, that will be the last one. So I just wanted to point that out. We have the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. America, we have the opportunity. It's just up to us. God bless.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Rocco, Canada. Rocco, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, whole Info Warriors and whole world. Okay, Owen, you were talking about the names there. I actually was suspect to such things as well. But anyways, my point that I called about was, I guess, the RNC. I wasn't able to view the audio, video. I was only able to hear it. But Hulk Hogan showed up there, and I remember back in '84 I had this dream, and then I wasn't able to see my girlfriend for a day or two because we had different work shifts. And then when I seen her, she says, "Hey, Hulk Hogan lost his fight." And I says, "You know what? I had a dream, and he was on the mat, pinned, and he looked at me. I was in the audience, and he gave me a wink." Anyway, so I give a shout out to Hulk Hogan, and. Now, for the actual reason I called was about the assassination. I was able to access a couple of pictures on Facebook from the actual shot. They had him seated, Trump, the Donald, and you could actually. I decided to zoom in on his ear because I wanted to
hold
show
the
my
thought. Son. I'm up against a break.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line. that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
We brought in a non-globalist paid actor and did a blind taste test between the mac and cheese from Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com and one of America's leading brands. These are the results.
Now go ahead and try the first macaroni and cheese to your right.
It literally smells like nothing.
What were your first thoughts?
Typical. Takes back to when the babysitter doesn't quite know how to make it like your mom makes it, so it's just not...
Let's move on to the one on your left.
See, this one actually smells like cheese. All right. Do I have any on my fork here? Go buy your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Let's go back to the caller we had to cut off. Rocco in Canada wanted to get into this assassination attempt. Cover up, Rocco. Go ahead.
Okay. I forgot to make one point about the Hulk Hogan. He was fighting the New World Order back in 1989. I remember they came out with the New World Order, and it was all a big drama play. Anyway, so, yeah, the photograph. So I zoom in because I want to show my friends, you know, oh, he got shot in the ear, and you can see the hole. So I zoom in, and actually I could see two holes. There's a larger one at the lower part, and then the smaller one at the top. But what I identify is that there also, too, is there's the trajectory line,
And nice. Well played.
So the top one, I'm just as connected as Alex is. Anyway, so the top one comes down, and you could see the bloodline that converges to his lip in the bottom, which is the smaller hole, the top one. This is the lower one is the larger caliber.
Well, where are you seeing these images? Where can I see these images?
Yeah, I'd like to send it to you, but can I just finish?
So well, here's the thing. I can let you finish.
Okay. So then the second one, the larger caliber, you can see the white hot of the bullet sears the skin. And then you can see the bloodline with the trajectory converging at the lip, but they don't touch. But you can actually see the two lines.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. So, I'm going to put you on hold, and you can direct my crew to these images. I'm not going to comment until I see them. I mean, just quite frankly, listening to what you're saying, I can't believe it. So I'd have to see it to comment on that. But I'll put you on hold, and you can direct my crew into the right direction to find those images, and then I'll comment further. Let's go to Meg in Florida. Meg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I just wanted to say great job on Sunday Night Live. I do tune into your show daily, but I love what you had said. Trump hit them and the I forget what you had mentioned earlier. But anyway, so the VP pick, I was actually really surprised that he picked J.D. Vance. I'm not real familiar with him, but I was really kind of pushing for either Josh Hawley or Byron Donalds, because Byron Donalds is he's a New York guy like Trump is, and he's also majored in finance. But you know, I watched him speak, and I liked a lot of what he has to say, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, the left hates him. That's proof he's good. Well, the left hates everything. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily banking anything off that. I'm willing to give him a chance. It wouldn't have been my pick, but I'm willing to give him a chance and see how it goes. I'll it's hard to say this because of what Trump did in his first administration, picking people. So I kind of say this and kind of like I just sucked on a lemon or something, but I'm like, all right, I'll trust Trump's instincts. Okay, I guess I'll trust Trump's instincts, but I'm willing to give Vance a chance, and Vance a chance. There you go.
I love it. But I was watching the RNC, and what did you think about Mike Pompeo even speaking? I couldn't believe they even allowed him on the stage, especially with how Tucker Carlson was talking about he said this and he said this, and it's just like, okay, so why do you have him on the stage?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's kind of a two-part question. I think that we have to accept, and this is a good thing, that the Republican Party is a populist party or a big tent party. I'm okay with that. It'll give us political victories. And I think that we have to understand that in that kind of new paradigm, that you're going to have a lot of people that may not get along. You're going to have a lot of people that might not see eye to eye. I mean, hell, Nikki Haley got up there and spoke. I mean, Mitch McConnell is not very popular. And, Nikki Haley apparently lied. She said, I was invited to speak. Apparently, she begged to speak. And my guess is that's true, is that Haley begged to speak because she's trying to save her political career from evaporating to nothing. So it's just going to happen. And it went smoothly. In fact, the production level, my crew was talking about this. I was talking to other people in the media about this as well. The production level of the RNC was as high value as I've ever seen for a political event. I mean, it was run incredibly well. And let me tell you, from being at events like this, that's hard to pull off. It's hard to pull off a 100% success, and they did it. So kudos to them for that, too. I guess the only thing I would say that they probably should have done is they should have warned the people that were in Trump's box that, hey, you're going to be on camera 24/7 during this, because there were some moments that were caught on camera that, probably are embarrassing for some of those people, unfortunately. Somebody should have warned them, you're going to be on camera the entire time, so just, behave like you are. But other than that, I would say they ran everything perfectly. So, yeah, you're going to have people that disagree. You're going to have people you don't like. I would just take it for what it is.
Sure. What did you think of the when they did that little tribute to fallen Buffalo firefighter that defended his family at the Trump rally? I actually got very choked up, and especially when he spoke out about what the events that led up to it, and I got very, very emotional.
It was great for them to do that. I'm glad they did that. Trump was about as perfect as you could presenting that. And, there were a lot of emotional moments, I think. I think there were a lot of emotional moments from the RNC. So that was definitely one of them. Meg, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jay in California. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the air.
All right, hey. So I was back in the military in the 90s, and we used a satellite number. It was about 10 digits, and you would hit these digits first, and then you could call anywhere for free because, phone cards back then and so forth. Now, after that evolved, that number, where you could push that number and push a couple other numbers, and then you could listen to transmissions that were from somewhere within the military. And that morning, or the morning after the Trump shooting, someone contacted me and said that this was what they heard. And if you write this down, it'll be a lot easier. And I'll go over it one step at a time. It's just seven things. It goes M, then it says WSH, TMC, shoot at ear, okay. Now, M in the military can stand for 13, the 13th letter of the alphabet. And WSH stands for Weapon Systems Hot. And TMC is the shooter's initials. And then it says shoot at ear, okay. So I was like, that's weird. And my friend told me just to look at it for a second. And then I did. And it actually spells out the shooter's name, Thomas Matthew Crooks. So it says MW, it says on the 13th of July, Weapon Systems Hot, the shooter's initials, and then it says shoot at ear, okay. Just wanted to bring it up because you guys had mentioned an enigma, so I thought I would share an enigma.
So this was on a military phone line, or is this like a cue drop, or what are you explaining to me?
Well, I'm just giving you the code that was heard and relayed to me, and it spells out the shooter's name, Thomas Matthew Crooks. And in it, it says the 13th of July, Weapon Systems Hot, shooter's initials, and it says shoot at ear, okay. If you write MWSHTMC, shoot at ear, okay, it spells out completely, letter for letter, Thomas Matthew Crooks.
I understand that. I'm trying to understand where this is coming from.
Well, where it comes from, I'm just giving you that, okay? Because I think it was Greg Reese that said he heard he did a report. He's talking about an enigma. That's an enigma. Why would that spell out the shooter's name? Hey, M could stand for MAGA, but it stands for 13 at the beginning. And then it says Weapon Systems Hot, shooter's initials, and it says shoot it here. That's what his name spells out. I'm just saying. I have nothing to do with anything beyond just hearing it, okay? I thought you might want to know. It's kind of interesting.
All right. Certainly interesting. I don't know what you're talking about. It's hard for me to reply. It's kind of like the caller before that was talking about an image that he saw. And I don't know if the crew was able to get that image. We put him on hold. But yeah. Okay. So that's what you heard. You're concerned about it. And it just makes it even more mysterious. All right. We have just reached the end of hour number two. We're going to continue to take phone calls here on the InfoWars War Room. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The Save InfoWars sale is live at InfoWarsStore.com. Top rated, top selling products right now, up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. InfoWarsStore.com.
What's happening now? InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Back down.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Always talk about how I don't have the black support. Come on, give me a break. Come with me. Watch.
I got a lot of hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I love kids jumping on my lap.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been white.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do? Why?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.